This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine accused Russia Wednesday of bombing a children's hospital in the besieged port of Mariupol during an agreed ceasefire to enable civilians trapped in the city to escape. Russia had said it would hold fire to let thousands of civilians flee Mariupol and other besieged cities Wednesday. But the city council said the hospital had been hit several times by an airstrike. President Volodymyr Zelensky called it an atrocity. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, asked by Reuters for comment on the reported bombing, said, quote, Russian forces do not fire on civilian targets, end quote. Air raid sirens have blared over Ukraine's capital as officials say they're bolstering defenses in key cities threatened by Russian forces. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian troops have seen their advance slowed by fiercer than expected Ukrainian resistance, but they've laid siege to several cities, trapping civilians inside them with little or no food, water, or medicine. Most efforts to establish safe evacuation routes out of several urban areas have failed, although Ukrainian authorities say Russia has agreed to a new day-long ceasefire along several evacuation routes. In an updated post on social media, Ukraine's Ministry of Defense says fighting northwest of Kiev remains ongoing, with Russian forces failing to make any significant breakthroughs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands more Ukrainian refugees fled to Central and Eastern Europe Wednesday, many with no contacts and nowhere to go, as host countries scrambled to accommodate them. The head of the UN Refugees Agency said the number of refugees has probably reached 2.1 to 2.2 million since Russia invaded Ukraine February 24th. This is VOA News.